Episode 3. Describe a trip that you plan to go to in the near future. You should say where this place is, who you would like to go with, what you would do there, and explain why you would like to go there. I'm planning on traveling to Hoi An, Da Nang, and Hue next month. My sister is coming to visit me in Hanoi, so I would like to travel there with her. Hoi An and Da Nang are quite near each other, located on the central coast of Vietnam. Hue is located near these cities as well, about 3 hours by bus. In Hoi An, I want to enjoy the old town charm and mix of cultures, such as hints of Chinese and Japanese architecture. I would also like to have some clothes tailored and simply relax and enjoy the peace and quiet, opposed to the hustle and bustle of Hanoi. In Da Nang, I would also like to relax and enjoy the beautiful crystal clear beaches with my sister by my side. In Hue, I want to see the imperial architecture. I can imagine that seeing these structures will take me back in time and leave me in awe of the amazing things that humans have created. I'm also keen on trying the local foods in Hue that are well known around Vietnam, such as their beef noodles. I really want to visit all three of these cities to better understand Vietnam's rich culture and see a different region. I hope that I will have new perspectives after this trip. What is the importance of traveling? I think traveling is crucial to be able to gain an understanding of the world around us. As we see different ways of life, near or far from our homes, we begin to have new perspectives and then can deeply understand our own ways of life. Furthermore, I don't think ignorance is bliss, so it's important to be exposed to poor conditions around the world to realize all of the things we take for granted on a daily basis, such as air conditioning, running water, and a comfortable bed to sleep in, etc. On a lighter note, we all need to escape our daily routine and enjoy a change of scenery from time to time. What types of places do you recommend people to visit on vacation? I think this is a tough question because it depends on the individual's preferences. If I were to make some recommendations to those visiting Hanoi, I would say that they should visit Ningbing, Sapa, Halong Bay, and perhaps Hazang to the more adventurous souls. I think these places would be fascinating to tourists because they demonstrate the unique natural beauty particular to this part of the world. In my opinion, nature leaves people more mind-blown than man-made structures. It reminds us how small we are on this vast planet. The limestone mountains and whimsical rice terraces of northern Vietnam will leave travelers in awe. Do people in your country prefer to travel by car or by train? The majority of people in my country travel by motorbike on a daily basis due to the lower cost and convenience. However, if they had the choice, I believe people would rather travel by train than car because of the roaring traffic and windy mountainous roads are challenging to drive on. Furthermore, the trains in Vietnam are fast, efficient, and affordable. For example, they can enjoy more time in a particular place due to the reduction in travel time by train. I think all people enjoy a break from the hustle and bustle of the roads in Vietnam. What are the advantages of traveling with a group of people? Although I prefer to travel alone or in a small group, I can see some benefits of traveling in a group. Firstly, I see that many people organize a large travel group because they can get a special package deal. I can see how this is quite attractive. Furthermore, if you don't speak the local language, I'm sure it's comforting to have a group of those who speak your mother tongue surrounding you. If you were to get lost, there are more brains to help find the way if you cannot ask a local person. Moreover, perhaps the more the merrier. You have more people to share this incredible new experience with. Should young people travel abroad? I definitely agree that young people should travel abroad. I believe that young minds are more open to new ideas, so they can use the things they learn to greatly benefit them later on in life. Furthermore, young people learn languages more quickly than older people, so they may be able to pick up on the local language faster. If young people visit a poorer country, they can realize all the things they take for granted and begin to live their lives more appreciatively. Lastly, it adds color to life to know and love people from many different countries. It would be even better to start this at a young age. Are international trips popular with people in your country? International trips are becoming more popular in my country as Vietnam is rapidly developing. In the past, many Vietnamese were not able to travel abroad due to economical problems. However, now that more businesses are on the rise in Vietnam, some business people are able to travel abroad. Furthermore, more students are having the opportunity to study abroad as languages are becoming more popular to learn, especially English. I'm sure now that many native English teachers are coming to Vietnam to teach us, it will open up more opportunities for us to go abroad in the future. What do you consider when you take a trip? Unfortunately, the first thing I have to consider before taking a trip is the price. As a young person, I don't have as many savings as those who have been in their career for years, or even retired. I have to consider the airfare price, hotel price, exchange rate, and cost of living in that country. Secondly, I must think about the safety of that country, especially if I'm going to travel as a lone woman. It's also important to think about what there is to see in that city or country before I go. After all, who wants to spend time and money visiting a place without fascinating tourist attractions?